Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly. Hello, everyone. Welcome to MindBody TV. I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo. I am going to be sharing today about really about the power that's in you, the power in you that allows healing for others, for your own body, of course, for your world, for like everything that's happening right now. When we begin to access our power, everything is possible. We do live in this world, though, that tells us the power's out there, the value's out there. Don't look inside. Don't look at the man behind the curtain. And really gives us a lot of reasons and ways to distract from being, feeling, knowing, living the unthinkable power that we are. And sometimes through like catastrophe, trauma, massive heartbreak, you know, we have these like awakening experiences that bring us back to this space inside ourself, where we allow something bigger than we ever knew we were to awaken. But it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to wait for like some traumatic thing to awaken you. You can choose to get curious and look and begin to access this power now. So I am a physician. I was board certified in emergency medicine. I have now completely, changed my practice and am solely practicing mind-body medicine for self-healing, mostly with people with very severe autoimmune illnesses, MS, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, Epstein-Barr, and even just like a mystery diagnosis that no one's been able to figure out. Other chronic pain syndromes, anxiety, depression, and have seen really unthinkable things when we do this work and open to what's possible inside ourselves. And so today I'm going to share about why choosing joy heals others. And the reason I'm sharing this is, you know, I've shared in past broadcasts about the power we have, about how when we choose ourselves, it is what feeds and fuels others. It is what benefits everyone we love. And how one of the major reasons I've seen so many people suffering with illness that's not getting better is where they aren't really honoring themselves. They're putting others first. They're doing what they think is expected of them. They're doing what they think others need, and really not even listening to the life within them that is asking for their attention. And so the body, you know, cannot survive on that and will break down in various different ways that, yes, we can evaluate medically, but there's still one cause. There's this inner space of disconnection where we've connected from what makes us whole. So when I talk about joy, I'm not talking about just go and skip around, la, 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 it's all good, be positive. That is not what true joy is actually about. True joy can be accessed in any moment, and it may be as simple as, let me just relax my shoulders and give myself a break from trying to carry the world and carry everyone else and be this thing I think I'm supposed to be that's not really feeling good for me. And what if I just take 10 seconds to relax my shoulders and soften? Does that feel lighter? Does that feel better? Does that feel more easeful? That's joy. So if you're in a space of like contraction, anger, depression, frustration, grief, that like 2% opening is joy coming in. But it doesn't look like always what we think joy is really about. So welcome everyone who's here live. Hello in the MindBody community in Facebook. Hi, Jen, Randy, Liam, Evely, Rita, Metz Louise, Ellen, Barbs. I love hearing where people are tuning in from. Okay, South Africa, Copenhagen, Toronto. Thank you. Africa. This is so exciting. So I'm in Durango, Colorado. It's really beautiful here now. I just had a beautiful hike with one of my dear friends. I'm excited to kind of bring this understanding to the table today in this conversation, because I know there are a lot of people struggling right now who don't understand that it's within us. And yes, we've seen this strengthen the immune system, strengthen your digestive system, allow you to clear viruses, bacteria, literally every pathogen we've ever known about. The power is within you. But in the past couple broadcasts, there have been questions about like, but don't I have to take care of other people? Or what about when, you know, they need this from me? Isn't it okay to compromise myself then? So we have a workshop coming up tomorrow that goes a lot deeper into this. If you're a practitioner, a doctor, a healer, a coach, or anyone wanting to explore a higher realm of how you can be a light that assists others, how you can be a light worker in some way, this is a free workshop at drkimd.com/workshop. And we'll go into a lot more specific tools for how your body affects others around you. This is 100% essential if you're working with people, like how are you taking on others' energies or this obligation or this heaviness and pressure, what you think you're supposed to be doing versus really just living the essence of you being in your joy or just being in your ease, being in your authentic expression and how that literally heals others. So we'll go into some of the specifics on this today. And we'll go a lot deeper in the workshop. And that's again at drkimd.com/workshop. Hey, from New Jersey, from Norway, New Hampshire, Virginia, UK, another UK. Awesome. So keep chiming in, letting me know your thoughts. I want to give a special shout out to everyone listening to the podcast or watching the video on the recording in YouTube or in the MindBody community. And I would love to hear from you about where have you felt that you're compromising your joy, we'll call it, or your authentic expression of self, which is like the most joyful thing you can possibly embody. Where have you compromised the authentic expression of yourself for others? What you think they need, how they need you to be. It upsets them when you're really in your power or in this expression. One of the people I was working with calls it her crazy because she's so powerfully intuitive that it's crazy to everyone around her. And so she's adopted this idea that it's crazy and she should suppress it on some level and just pipe it down because it's too much for everyone around me to handle. But this has caused like disastrous consequences in her system. But the point I want to make on the broadcast today is it's blocking your contribution. It's blocking our contribution to what we're actually here to be, that the world is starving for when we don't show up in our wholeness. And I had this amazing person I just connected with. She's written this really cool book that we're going to be sharing, assisting her in launching. After an opioid addiction, coming through illness and realizing that, I can't remember exactly how she said it, but it was like, the illness is the cure. Like this is the outside physical reflection of those deeper energies releasing in you. The illness is the cure. I think she said it a little more eloquently, but it was like the main theme of that. And I was like, oh my God, that is so spot on. So often in, across the board in the conventional medical realm that I trained in, illness is wrong. Like this, at all costs, we got to fight disease, fight disease, fight disease. Even the skin, which is your largest detoxification organ, if you've got like your body's expressing all this toxic energy, it's like, let's suppress that. Okay, let's put a steroid. We've got to make sure we get those symptoms handled and pipe it down at all costs. So why? Like, why not assist the body in the process it's in, because it's actually the wisdom of the body that is manifesting this. Even if you're like, but I'm in so much pain, but my symptoms are so severe, but I can't even function like this. It is still part of the unwinding of old densities releasing from your system. So as a physician, I've seen this 100% of the time when I've worked with people who are sick and not getting better, that there is this underlying dynamic happening. Like, when can I let myself receive that this is the healing happening and support myself through? Don't like not support yourself, right? Oh, I'm just supposed to have this, so I'll have it. No, no, no. I'm just saying don't make it wrong. How can I support my system through this process instead of believing this is wrong? I need to support this at all costs. Redek said, I love you, Kim. If vaccine for fake COVID-19 is mandatory, will you take it? That's a conversation for a very different day. My My conversation relative to vaccines is do your own research. Listen to your body, because your body freaking knows. Our body is electromagnetic. It's so wise that you could put like an envelope with arsenic in it. You don't know what's in the envelope. And you hold that envelope and you just ask your body, is this, you know, is this going to benefit me, weak or strong? And your body will go weak. Just holding the envelope. You don't know what's in it. Or vice versa. You put like blessed holy water, or you put, you know, some kind of something that's deeply nurturing, or organic apple. I don't know. And you have that in the container, weak or strong, your electromagnetic system registers, oh, this is strengthening for me. I'm going to receive this. It's already registering the electromagnetic signal of a substance. So all you have to do, you don't have to have the vaccine in a vial, but the substance or the choice or the food or like whatever it is, strong or weak, will this contribute to my ultimate expansion and the expression of my highest self? And you just feel into it. And I'll tell you, everybody needs to make that choice for yourself. If you can make it from your wisdom and from your knowing, you're always going to be right. But if I tell you, oh no, you shouldn't do this because blah, 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 blah. And you're like, oh, I got to protect myself from that bad thing. Did I really serve you? Did I connect you more with your wisdom? Or did I put you more into fear against this thing, which has been shown to weaken your system? And this is why fighting disease does not work. And the entire conventional medical system is essentially based on that. So it's great for the acute thing, like I'm about to die because I'm bleeding, let's do surgery. Or a patient stops breathing, let's help them breathe again. Or, you know, I worked in the emergency room for years, and it's brilliant, brilliant use of that kind of work. We can get your arm back on. If your arms, you know, I've sewed people back together, not a whole arm, but, you know, serious injuries. And you're like, I am saving this person's life. Great. Did I do anything to bring them to a higher frequency of health, well-being, love? Fulfillment? I mean, maybe, but most of what we're doing in the conventional medical system is not about that. It's not about what will help this person heal. It's about what will prevent this person from dying. And everything about that is awesome. Yes, yes, yes. And don't use it in the wrong way. Don't use it to instill health when it's designed to prevent death. Use it for what it's designed for. And yes, thank you, God, for this amazing, beautiful medical system. And let's not use it for what it's not designed for and then make it wrong and bad. So having said that, we each have to look for ourselves as like, is this a contribution to me? Is this medication a contribution to me? And every time, whether you're a practitioner assisting others, you're a mom, you're in a relationship with others, which is like all of us are in some kind of relationship with others, how can you be the consciousness, the highest consciousness of who you are, that brings light? That's what creates healing. Like literally, we've seen that your system is electromagnetic. You are not purely physical. The highest truth, not a subtle truth, the most powerful thing that creates health or disease in your body is your electromagnetic frequency. And we can detect this quantitatively up to 6 to 8 feet away from your body, and then look at how the physiology is responding to that increase or decrease in frequency. And again, in the workshop, we'll go into some specific exercises I will do with you and guide you through, and that you will integrate to increase your frequency. Not in just a 10 seconds, but in a sustainable way where you are not the same person who signed up for the workshop once you've come through some of these exercises that we'll do. So how can I remember, like, okay, my power is in me being who I am more fully. That's what joy is. So when I say choose joy, again, it's not la, 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 I'm going to be positive. This is joy, right? Because when we're in a lower state, that isn't available. We can't access that, but we can access, let me let go of being hard on myself. Let me let go of figuring this out and let something come in and just breathe. It's okay. Just give yourself a little love. So how this affects others is actually shown scientifically to be unthinkable. It shifts their physiology. It shifts what's happening in their immune system and in their bloodstream. It shifts their brain activity. So if you're like, my kids aren't behaving, oh, I'm just going crazy. And you're like, all right, let me create harmony within me first. I'm carrying tension. I'm afraid about this thing happening, or I'm sad about that thing that happened. Let me just dissipate that and be here. You will immediately see a change in your kids' behavior. I've had this dozens and hundreds of times with people I've worked with privately or in groups. They'll say like, oh my gosh, my kid no longer has night terrors. My kid no longer has anxiety attacks. My kid no longer has this behavior of just running up in the room and slamming the door and shutting me out. Like, it's changed because I've changed. So when you choose your joy, or just allow yourself to come into a higher alignment of who you are, just relax your shoulders and breathe more fully. Like, let go of the matrix, come more into the real, which is what's happening in me now. And you will see that that is the greatest contribution you can be. Your electromagnetics affect everyone around you. So their brain activity, their immune system, what's happening in their physiology, their hormones. But also, like, in bringing out the best in them. Like, if you want to assist others awakening, you're a healer, you're a practitioner, or you're just like, whoa, I had this amazing insight. I want my husband to have this insight. And then he needs this. Well, the only way you can bring it to anyone is through your embodiment. So when you suppress yourself and you're like, I just need everyone else to be blah, 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 and then I can relax. Lots of luck having that happen. It can't, because you're not bringing what's needed for that to occur. Can you be the medicine in your life? We do have a really powerful opportunity called Be the Medicine. I will be assisting practitioners, coaches, healers who are moving into a more expansive way of practicing in establishing that and in embodying who they need to be to let that come through effortlessly and create wealth for them and massive, unthinkable healing for others. That is starting in September. The information for that is at drkimd.com/BTM. I'm going to put the link here in the notes, but I will share a little bit more about that in the workshop tomorrow as well for those of you who have questions. Hello, Jimbo from California, Catherine from UK. In the middle of a crying panic attack, been tapping the hopeless video today. So let it move. Embrace what's coming up. Okay, we've got someone in the mind-body community. This morning, I was stressed out because I have to go through a wellness exam. So you never have to do anything. In fact, I think it was 2 weeks ago I talked about this. One of the greatest ways you can empower yourself now, no matter how intense things seem, how bad they seem, how suppressive, is to simply change that one thing. I have to, I choose to. And just consider it, because I know when we're in there, we're like, but I really don't have a choice. But get curious, like, wait a minute, is that true? And be willing to see if shifting that, like what it creates when you're like, okay, I still don't want to do it, but I choose to do this. And you'll see how much power you access just by that shift. I have to go through a wellness exam that I've been putting off because I don't want to get the test results I've gotten so many times. High cholesterol, hypothyroidism, etc. I keep seeing these symptoms as me failing. So it's really the body's response to the frequency you're in. But if you see that as wrong, therein lies the resistance. It can't shift. So if you say, yes, I am eating this way, living this way, doing this way, and here's the physical reflection in the labs, and I love this. I choose, instead of I don't want to look at this. I choose to look at this and I choose to freaking love this. Now that is a big move of courage, because we've been taught that it is bad and wrong, and you are bad and wrong for creating it. So what if you just soften around that? What if there's no wrongness here? And instead of embracing that perspective, I just get curious. Like, what if I just love where I am as I am? Because that is what opens all of it. And that actually is choosing joy, because being in this repressed, suppressed, painful state and hating it, fighting against it, wanting it to change and making it wrong, versus being in this repressed, suppressed, extremely painful state and embracing it, saying, I choose this, I embrace this fully, I am aware of this, and I love this. You just made a quantum leap into an entirely new electromagnetic frequency. Like, quantum leap. It will seem like a 2% crack. Like, on the physical level, it's a 2% shift. But that's enough, because that is a quantum leap that will allow so much more in. It's only when we judge ourselves, repress our grief, run from our despair, that we feed it. So if all you did was stop feeding it, that alone allows it to dissolve. It may take a few minutes. Okay, so he said, seeing this as me failing, my body's broken in these ways. In meditation, after a lot of tears, I finally could see I've made these symptoms wrong and my body flawed, that it'll always be this way. That's as far as I got, but it felt like a relief. Well, that is it. There's nothing beyond that. Just the cracking open of like, oh, I see this. I call it stage two. Stage one is, I'm in this suppression, but I'm totally clueless that I'm creating it. Stage two is like, whoa, I'm aware of all the shit. Wow, how am I making myself wrong? Wow, how much judgment I've held. Wow, how much pain it's causing in my body, and inflammation and inability to clear a virus and relationships looking like this, blah, blah, blah. Stage two. Now we want it. What happens is we think, oh, I got to get to stage three, right? Stage three is I'm living a whole new reality. But the biggest problem with stage two is we want to be somewhere else. We don't embrace, I'm at stage two, and I love it. Because when we're in stage two is where the potency is. I'm aware this is what's happening, and all the hopelessness of I don't know what to do. And I choose to be exactly where I am. You just unlocked the magic key to massive transmutation. Not subtle, massive. We have seen this with science. We have seen the impact that this has at the cellular level. So give it a minute, because like the body lives in sometimes this linear time. It's got to like unfold those processes and begin to express health. But you're saying it felt lighter. Well, that's because you're registering that you have made a quantum shift. A freaking man. I don't know who that was, because it just says Facebook user. If you're in the mind body community, you have to give it permission to know who you are, to share who you are. Sherry D, I'm just joining. I have to listen again. Hello, Lauren. I'm in stage two and I love it. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I choose to be exactly where I am. 4 or 5 exclamation points. That is where your power is. I know it's uncomfortable. Freaking so insane how uncomfortable it can be to be where we are. Know there's something better. Feel how much we want the something better, or I don't know how to get the something better, right? But you can't be in stage three when you're in stage two. And the biggest thing keeping you from stage three is wanting to be out of stage two. And actually, we're revising the Mind Body Toolkit book, and we'll launch it again in a couple months. It's pretty much ready to come out, because I've created my second book, and we're getting ready to share that, I think, next year. There's a big piece in that book about this, about what bumps us out of living our life in stage three. Stage three is wholeness. It is here. But the only reason it shows up is because I have fully embodied what is. I am no longer in rejection of myself. I am no longer in resistance. I am no longer embodying judgment or judging the judgment. I embrace what is as it is. And that's the only thing that can let more show up. And so this is the most powerful way you can be the medicine for others. Because even though we think, but I have to do this or have to be this way for them or it will rock the boat, the most powerful thing you can do for anyone is to embody your wholeness. Someone in the mind body community, Dr. Kim, I know you say we never have to do anything with regards to having tests, medical exams, vaccines, etc. But in my experience, doctors can really put you under pressure. Yep, they sure can. especially as a female, to have tests, which they say are routine and should be taken up. Yeah, and if you keep giving them your power, you're not even going to see where you have a choice. Like, you're not even going to see it because there are many choices, many ways to do it differently. And sometimes when we listen to our wisdom, we're like, all right, I'm going to have that test. I'm okay. I'm cool with it. I'm no longer in resistance making it wrong, so I can actually see whether or not it might be a contribution to me. Choosing to say no can cause them to change their attitude toward you and make us wrong. Yeah. So can you receive that? Does it matter? Are you going to be in resistance that you have to have them like you? You have to have them think you're not crazy? Because I've had to embrace that with, you know, when my kids were little, I was in Boston. Things are very by the book. And a friend of mine who was our pediatrician was like, what do you mean you're not going to do this thing? It's, you know, this is a recommendation. It's perfectly safe. What could you be possibly be talking about? And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe they're saying this. This is a friend of mine, so not willing to think for himself, investigate himself for himself, and appreciate that someone has a different point of view and honor that other person's point of view. I was like bewildered because this guy is a wonderful, wonderful guy. But I had to be really strong, and it was hard. I was crying in the pediatrician's office at one point because I was like, I don't know what to say, but I know this is not the choice I want to make. So I was willing to, you know, we eventually weren't going to that pediatrician anymore, but I was willing. If you relax your body, it opens up other opportunities. Opens up other opportunities. When you go into contraction and fear, oh no, I have to convince them that I'm doing the right thing and why don't they understand me? It shuts down your possibilities. Meaning like, there is no other doctor who could possibly see you and there's only one way and you have to do it this way and it will feel really heavy. That is never the truth. Your body can make it true because of the patterns and the belief systems and the ideas you've bought into, consciously or unconsciously. But when you're willing to soften, it allows new things to open up. Choosing to say no can cause them to make us wrong. So how do you stay neutral with this when you know your body doesn't need these tests? Yeah. Let them have their perspective and also honor your own. There's millions of other people on the planet who do it differently and believe that that's the only way and that you should do it too. And you can just say, interesting point of view, that point of view. And breathe in and breathe out and let them hate you or let them think you're crazy or let them think whatever they're going to think because they're going to think that anyway. Sherry D, I need to find my joy as I leave an abusive relationship and move out. Well, is it in your joy to do that? Does it create more peace? Does it create more strength? Does your system feel the love of I love and honor myself and so I'll make this choice? Tune into that because you can access it right now. Christine, try being married to an MD who's not awake. I would maybe reverse your, revise that comment because I feel the energy that you're saying with that. It's like a little bit victim-y. So maybe you want to rephrase it because I think I know what you're saying. Divorce now, freedom to be me. Which is awesome. Yeah, a lot of people, you're welcome, Sherry D, have had that experience being married to someone who is really bought into the matrix, bought into the system, bought into that point of view, bought into that belief system, and it feels really heavy. And the only thing you can do is soften around what comes up for you when you're with them, or when you think of them, or when you feel that in them. And this is the same thing with how choosing joy heals others. It actually opens the space for that person to come into a new possibility. But when you're like adamantly holding like, no, it's not okay. You have to loosen up because joy is available. But like, I'm not embodying joy in that expression. I'm embodying fear. I'm embodying, I need you to change, which is the opposite of embodying my joy. If I embody my joy, it's unconditional. I don't need anyone else to step in. I don't need anyone else to give me permission. I don't need anyone else to say it's a good thing. I do it because I choose it. I choose it because I am love. And that is the lightness That's what brings health, what brings a vitality. That's what brings the synchronicities that bring abundance to my life. I choose it for me. And then everyone and everything around me will feel that. Now, the first part is maybe a fallout of like, no, go back. You need to be in the codependence of what we subconsciously agreed upon, whatever. People may fall apart, but it's because it's an opening for them to become more whole. Either way, whether they like it or don't like it, it's an opening for them to become more whole, always and 100% of the time. Sherry D said, wow, I have to find my authentic self after an abusive relationship where I found myself becoming someone I don't recognize. I have also recovered from black mold toxicity. Well, as you come into a higher frequency, you're not in the consciousness, the vibration where those things are toxic. So you can play it whichever way. And as you come into a higher state, your body can resolve that. Zarita, hi from Zimbabwe. You are so amazing with your empathy for humanity. Love listening to your talks. Thank you. That's beautiful. You know, and to kind of bring it back to the theme today, if I choose what feels light and joyful and authentic and fluid for me, that's my expression. It's always going to contribute to everyone, even the people who were like, who's that person? She's too happy. She's just this blonde who's clueless, and they judge it and shut out what might be a wisdom for them coming through. Even for them, it's a light, even for them. So it's for everyone, even those who don't know you, never see you, because we're electromagnetic. We're not purely physical. Our impact goes way, way beyond ourselves. Massage me. So how do we break down the conscious and especially the unconscious beliefs we hold? You don't need to specifically. When you just relax your shoulders and breathe more fully, you've loosened the grip of that old conscious or unconscious choice and belief system, and you've strengthened the grip of ease moving through your body. You've strengthened the light. You've allowed more light in. My daughter's doctor tried to shame her, 8 years old, for not getting a flu shot last year. We no longer go to this doctor. Well, that sounds really smart. I knew I didn't have to buy into his beliefs. I always choose what feels right to us, even if they try to make you feel otherwise. Well, flu shot or no flu shot, if there's a doctor who's shaming you, that is not someone you trust. Someone who's gonna try to use shame as a manipulation, rather than, let's say that doctor really believes like this is for your highest and best. But if a doctor believes this is higher for your highest and best, their job is to invite you to receive that. And if you are truly, truly not aligned with it, then you gotta embrace that as a practitioner. Like, everyone is not going to, like, I know for myself, like, I have this message, right? And it's like, wow, I wanna share this with the world. But if I have this adamance, like I've gotta shove it down everyone's throat, I'm not really a contribution to anyone. If I meet the peace in me with, okay, the world is functioning where it is, and there's some real density there, and I can be at peace with this. Now I can be a contribution. You have to meet people where they are. But if you're in resistance to your own shame and your own fear, you can't. And this is really the difference between how you invite people into wholeness or how you work really, really hard to show them that you have the answer. And why won't they just take it? And why won't they just do your program? And why won't they just listen to you and take your advice, whether it's your kids, your husband, your clients, like that can't ever work. The only thing you can do is be the medicine. That's and that's the name of the program where I'm working with practitioners live. For those of you who are establishing a business in a higher consciousness of like, whoa, what can I do to really be a contribution in the world in a way that feeds and fuels me? That is at drkimd.com/BTM. Because that a lot of the business practices that are out there or marketing, online marketing stuff, is not aligned with that. It's not aligned with what you're here to do. You do not need to do it that way. It won't work. but what does work and how do I align and how do I let something bigger be created? That's what we do in the Be the Medicine course. The workshop will be kind of like an intro to that, where we'll get into some of the nitty-gritty of what that is, start working with the technology of your body to ignite your body, to be that healing presence in the world, to be a light that welcomes in abundance for you and joy and love and ease and prosperity and all the things that make us more healthy and whole and really feed the body. Someone in the mind body community said they do things like smear tests as well. Lots of shame and basically terrify you. So it's hard to stay neutral. Well, if you are no longer willing to buy into your own fear, it can't trigger you, right? It's just, yep, they're doing these things. Yep, there's fear and manipulation. Yes, and I choose to live in my own wholeness. Then you're no longer in the frequency where that, like, you even interact with that, let alone you're having a problem with it. The space between, wow, that's a beautiful thing. Can you say more about how you maintain this vibe while playing in and among the rest of society, construct systems, without getting sucked in? Yeah, kind of what I just said. It isn't easy or comfortable, but can I be at ease with the grief, with the terror that arises in me when I'm out there, when I see that, when I feel this, when someone says that, when I am faced with the reality that this is where most people are functioning from? Okay, the old fear would say, and therefore I'm not truly free, and therefore I'll never be accepted, and therefore I can't be who I'm truly here to be. But none of that's true. And when I no longer believe it's true, I experience something else. So if all I do, and this is one of the really great exercises we'll do in the workshop tomorrow, is remember to be love. Okay, so there's a particular four-part mantra that I've learned. It's a very, very powerful ancient Hawaiian healing art where we embody the frequency of that. In the space of my pain, in the space of my grief, in the space of the shit, and my mind like, no. And I can harmonize that and let something else be created. So we can work with that. How do we get to that state? So like I talked about stage one, stage two, stage three, we can't get to stage three. We can only be in stage two more willingly. That's the only thing we can do. I embrace where I am as I am, because that's what neutralizes it. When I'm like, oh, but I've got to change it, but it's not okay. I've got to figure it out. Now I'm in a resistance to it. What you resist persists. So when we remember that we're electromagnetic first and foremost, not physical, this makes a lot more sense. Sherry, Dr. Kim, you just embody joy. I want to be like you. I wish we could just hang out in the mountains. Yeah, well, we are hanging out in the mountains. I'm in the mountains. We're hanging out now, and this is beautiful. This is so freaking massive that we can do this all over the world and come into a forum where we connect in this consciousness. And yeah, you might bump into the, like, where you've been living and be like, oh no, I want to stay there. But you can't. You can only be where you are more willingly and with more acceptance, which is exactly what creates an increase in frequency. So that's what actually creates it. That's why if you're like, oh, I want to create this business and do what I love and make lots of money, and then you're like, all right, I'm going to set my goal. I'm going to make this much money. Oh, now I'm going to make this much money. And you're like, you just keep going forward. But why are you doing that? Oh, because I think money will give me freedom. I think money will give me joy. Okay, so make your goal more joy. This year, I am going to increase my joy quotient. I am going to embody more freedom. Now that's a different thing, right? How do I embody more freedom? I relax my breath so that I feel the lightness. Sometimes when I breathe, I feel like right here around my lower chest, there's like a restriction. But that's a result of me being more in my head and less just be in my body. Let my body do the talking. So as soon as I do that and relax, the breath comes through the whole body and my body's like, oh, and that's what I'm talking about when you choose your joy. What is it going to take for me to choose my joy? Well, I chose a totally different career path. I'm no longer in the ER. and I'm in a much more cushy space. I went for a nice hike for a couple hours this morning. My life is very different. Now, that wasn't available. I couldn't access. I mean, it was available, but it wasn't accessible at the time. I knew it was possible, but I'm like, how do I make that life happen? You can't. You can only be with where you are so that you allow more to happen. And then that just got created for me. I didn't create my house in Durango or the trees or the awesome trails or the friendship with Nicola. That came in. But you got to meet that life where it's at. So this is the most powerful thing you can do. How much more am I a contribution to others now versus back then? Like, there's millions of people that I've been able to connect with in a really deep way. Not just, let me tell you my message, it's really important, but like, I'm going to embody this. I'm going to meet myself every day and meet my pain, lack, fear, inadequacy. And I love it because I choose to. And so that lets more come through me. There's like, whoa, there's an idea, or just the tone of voice. Like, if you go back and listen to one of my YouTube videos from 5 years ago, it's going to have a different transmission. They're still really powerful videos, but there's even more of the essence of me coming through, of the wisdom coming through every day. So what does that create? You know, we don't tend to acknowledge this, but it's very powerful. So, let me see. How do we break down the conscious? Oh, I looked at that already. Sorry. Liam, being where we are. Yes. Christine, how does one feel less alone when you embrace the essence of what you're speaking of, but you are not in the company of like people? So if you're requiring others, it's really only where have I not met myself fully? Because you can be with yourself and feel so full and so whole. And you have to, on some level, embrace where that's already here and already showing up in your life, like in this group. Because what happens is we tend to turn abundance into lack. We argue for the limitation. Well, yeah, I have people in the group, but like, they're not in my real life. Or, well, yeah, I have, you know, this, I'm making money in my job, but it's still, I'm not doing what I really want to do. So if we start finding the lack in the abundance, we create more lack. If we start finding the abundance in whatever is, like, okay, I hate my job, but at least I'm fluid with money. I'm being paid and I can go and put food on the table and enjoy a nice meal. And I would love more of that. So you can only create more of what you focus on. So I would say that's a big tip to letting this show up in your life more fully, is like acknowledging where it already is and cultivating a sense of wholeness independent of anyone outside of you. Sherry D, struggling with the feeling, the need to push the river and get things done as I move. It's been difficult to say, take the day off. Yesterday, I took a fall in the process and I hurt my body. Find the ease in what you do have. Like, can you... When I was in the ER and I felt so contracted and I was like, I know this is not what I'm really meant to do, but I don't know how to get my way out. It'd be like, Kim, be still and know. Breathe where you are. So even being exactly where I'm being, but relaxing my body and breathing more fully brought an increase in frequency. Made all the difference in the world. Liam, by being where we're at, we get off our own back and give ourselves the unconditional love we desperately crave. Yes. Amen. All right, you guys, I love you. I am really, really grateful. I get one more comment I didn't see, but I know there's a lot of them. I'm sorry that I didn't get to, but Norma said, I went to have no contact with my brother and sister about 8 months ago. I feel like I always had to stuff myself down in conversations and not trigger their anger. I keep feeling bad that I wasn't able to unconditionally forgive and accept them. Well, yeah, no, this is your way of unconditionally accepting them. That's where they are, right? Anger, anger, anger. And you're like, I love and accept you as you are. I don't need you to change. And what I need to be at ease in the situation is to go over there so that you're free to be all that you are and I can embrace you and love you as you are. right? Loving and accepting them doesn't mean standing in the line of fire. I don't want to feel that I was hurtful to them by withdrawing. Grew up feeling that family was forever. Yes, yeah, so you can forever love, love, love them from your space of joy. And if going over there is what's required for you to really feel your joy and honor yourself, you will be a much bigger contribution to them than saying, oh, but if I really love you, right? Because you're entering a higher frequency. I love and honor myself unconditionally. And that means going over there. And they're here like, no, you should engage with us. If you really accepted us, you'd let us spew our anger at you, right? And then you come down, you're like, I guess you're right. And your doubt brings you to a lower frequency where you're like, I should hang out here with you and do this, right? But you're like, wait a minute, meet me here. Because there's a way they could meet you there in this higher space of, you know, of a loving relationship where they can say, wow, I'm really angry. And I know it's not right to take it on in you, but like, whoa, this is really intense for me. You could hold a space for them. You're willing to love them. You're just not willing to abandon yourself. So don't make it wrong that you made that choice. When there's something not working, you have three choices. You can leave it, you can change it, or you can embrace it exactly as it is. Those are the only three. Now, if you've tried to get that to change by like, presence them from love, hold a space of wholeness, unwilling to make yourself wrong, receive the spewing and just let it roll off. I love you. Here we are. Okay, that may work. Or you're like, oh my God, there's no way because my system's not ready for that. And I'm not going to force myself to be, you know, Mother Teresa in a space that's abusive. Okay, like there's nothing wrong with that. So you leave. What was the other one? So embrace it as it is. Leave and change it. Well, it doesn't look like they're ready to embrace a new behavior. So that's how you love them where they are. Because if you stay, you know, I had this guy I dated one time and he was had a lot of habits and behaviors that were really not something I was willing to, you know, to be okay with in a partner. It was like, there's no way. So it was like, either this changes or I have to leave. And there's no way I'm going to accept this. I tried to accept it and was like, okay, this is just totally destructive for me. And he wasn't able to change. So to really love him, right, I could either just keep for years like, you shouldn't be this way. You're so wrong and bad. You're not good enough for me, and make him wrong, right? But like, that's not loving. It was like, Kim, love him where he is and leave so that he's free to be exactly as he is without you having a problem with it. So that is the most loving choice. Thank you for posting this question. It was so helpful for me in my life as well. Christine. All right. I love you guys. I'll be here every week live at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. And we are posting to YouTube. We are posting in the Mind Body community and Facebook, as well as my business page in Facebook. So you can find me. Subscribe if you're in YouTube. Definitely like the video. It helps a lot more people find work like this. You know, YouTube knows like, whoa, people are really resonating with this. It will allow more people to find this video. So definitely take the split second to give it a thumbs up or a heart or a like, and we'll let more people join the tribe and connect with themselves more fully through this work. I do want to invite you to the workshop tomorrow, drkimd.com/workshop. It is recorded, so you receive the recording, but you've got to be subscribed in order to receive the recording. So let me know if there are any other questions, and I will see you tomorrow. If you're going to join me for the workshop, 11 a.m. live Thursday, 11 a.m. Mountain Time, and, we'll have a replay available as well. So thank you guys for showing up, because what the world really needs is more people who are connected with their light, who are unwilling to buy into the BS that you're not powerful, you're not enough, it doesn't matter, it's just too scary, you're threatened, blah, 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 blah. And so then to sacrifice your power for those ideas. You can heal. You are the light you're looking for. So let more of you show up and you'll see more for everyone around you. Because when you're in your own ease, it's a very, very powerful electromagnetic space that everyone will feel. Unconsciously, most of them, but they will feel undoubtedly and have the capacity, the ability to make a new choice and to choose love for themselves. All right. Love you guys. I'll see you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.